Fan is your official headquarters for Championship Week.
Presented by Columbus State Community College and Maloney and Novotny.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. The only radio show that can honestly tell you what Bill Parcells look like naked. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, huge game. Huge game. We're in December and basketball means something, which is always good in Columbus, as Chris Holtmann takes his team to North Carolina. The legend himself, great former Buckeye, and announcer Clark Kellogg taking some valuable time to join us on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Special K, it's good to have you. How you been?
I'm terrific, Anthony, although I would take exception to your opening comment. Basketball always, in capital letters, hashtag, always means something.
Okay. I'll listen, this season for sure, but in Columbus, Ohio, it takes a little – I'll tell you what, it doesn't ride backseat, Clark, but it rides shotgun a lot.
No doubt. I just wanted to jab you a little bit.
No.
You're right on point as always.
Let me ask you this. That place, specifically designed for hoops, the Octagon, the Dean Dome, what's it like? I've never been there. I know the seats get kind of low and close. I've never been to Carolina. Yeah. How is it as an atmosphere?
It's a great atmosphere, particularly when there's a big game on the line, and this will be big because Ohio State doesn't go down there much, so very much looking forward to it. But, yeah, it can be a really, really good environment, particularly when there's a big game. I've been there for Carolina Duke. I've been there for other big ACC games in the past, and that place is special, not just because of the environment, but obviously they typically are a top five, top 10 caliber team, and there's great tradition and history. So you feel that. It's like going to Rupp Arena or going to Allen Fieldhouse or going to Cameron Indoor. The teams there are always pretty good or really good, and the tradition, the fan base, the following is comparable to what we experience here with football.
No, you're right on, Clark. You said usually or almost always good. I guess my one time in the Dean Dome was back when I was getting recruited by North Carolina, and that was in the Matt Doherty years, right around 2001. So it wasn't quite quite the consistency that they had been accustomed to over the last 50 years, but it's a great place to play. You know, it's a great environment. And you know, this Ohio State team going in there, and as you kind of wade through this non-conference season, there's been a ton of big matchups. You know, Chris Holtmann has not shied away from playing anybody. As you watch... Mm-hmm. You know, Michigan came out of nowhere. You've watched Michigan State lose a couple. You're trying to figure out these teams so far. How good is this Ohio State team based upon what you've seen in this young season?
Well, they've got tremendous upside, Bobby. They obviously are young in spots, but a nice blend of youth and experience. And then you look at the quality of the talent and the additional depth that adds to their potential. I think this team could be a legitimate top 10 team before it's all said and done. The rankings now, there's not enough data or enough food in the pantry to really have an accurate picture based on the rankings. You've got to put somebody next to every number in the top 25. And in many cases at this point, some teams are a little overinflated. Others are undervalued. There'll be some teams that maybe aren't ranked, Michigan case in point, other teams that may move into that top 25, deservedly so, as we move towards conference play. But Ohio State, I've been very impressed with how they've played, how they've handled the adversity they've had in some games, and how they've handled the ease with which some of the opponents have failed. So now they get a chance to test themselves against a high-quality opponent on the road, and I'm excited to see how they fare. But I like this team a lot. I like its potential. I like its chemistry and togetherness. I like the skill level. I think they'll be in the top half competing for a championship in the Big Ten, in a very, very good Big Ten, I think.
Clark Kellogg with us, CBS and the former Ohio State great. Let me ask you about your impressions of DJ Carton and how he makes this team go. Four-star kid out of Iowa. I don't know what kind of competition he played at the high school level, but my goodness, he comes in with athleticism, scoring at all levels, and making other guys better. He's a real diamond right now. I don't know if he's if he'll be a household name. But when we do get to that point in the tournament, that's what really makes teams go, right? Guard play. What do you think of DJ Carton so far, and what do you think he's going to be for Ohio State?
Well, I love what I've seen. I mean, when I first went and watched him practice, he's got another gear and another pace and another speed that you can – I mean, it's obvious. I mean, you see it when you watch. I mean, you don't even have to be an expert to see that he's got another level of athleticism and speed for a guard. And so, therefore, as long as he continues to work and grow and take coaching, I think he's got a tremendously bright future, but he can be a difference maker. I think he's got some special qualities. And I think, you know, you think about where kids play high school ball, playing in tough competition is important, and it helps you, it fortifies you, it adds to some grit and some competitive fire. But if you have ability and talent and work ethic, then you typically rise to the level that you're required to. So where he played in Iowa, to me, is not that significant as much as who he is and what his potential is. But he's got some special fun qualities, and he's quite entertaining to watch, too, because he comes in and stirs the pot up when he gets on the floor.
You know, we're all talking with Clark Kellogg now here on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, Caleb Wesson lost a lot of weight this offseason. He looks like a new, energized player. You know, it's helped him stay out of some foul trouble, not as much of a liability on the defensive end, has better energy. Have you been impressed with what you've seen in the transformation that he's made?
Big time. I mean, you think about the discipline it requires to drop that weight, and he's been phenomenal defensively in the games I've watched. And I think I've watched every game the Buckeyes have played. I haven't been able to be there in person, but I've watched every one of the games. And his activity, his awareness, his mobility, all improved, particularly at the defensive end. And offensively, we know he's a force. And he seems to have not lost any strength. We'll continue to find that out as the competition improves and he has to face big guys that are as mobile or more mobile than him. This young kid, Baycott, is pretty impressive, and Brooks as well. They're two pretty active frontline guys for Carolina. So it'll be a good opportunity for Caleb to show how much he's improved and how much the weight loss has helped him in this matchup tonight.
All right, let's kind of dive into that real quickly here. Certainly Carolina is a more than a worthy opponent, and They've got some very good players, as you've already mentioned. Cole Anthony is their point guard, and he is already being looked at as a top five NBA-type talent. This matchup between Carton and Anthony, is that a game within a game? Did you ever step onto the court with an individual matchup kind of in your mind, or how the media kind of built it up? Is that something you want to stay away from if you're Carton, or is it something that motivates him to out-duel him?
Well, you know, players are very obvious, very aware of who they're playing against and what the hype is around an opponent. So you can't dismiss that or discount it. I know players will downplay it, but anytime you had a chance, at least in my opinion, when I had a chance to play against outstanding players, I wanted to prove that whatever hype I was getting was earned, and wanted to measure it against the player I was going against within the confines of the game, not to step outside of the team aspect, but to be able to handle your job. So I think DJ will approach it that way. I hope he does. I know the coaches will be interested in keeping him level-headed, but it will be a tremendous matchup as they go head-to-head. It might not happen a lot. Anthony is a special talent, great explosiveness, but I think it'll be crucial. It'll be critical for the Buckeyes to handle the emotion, play with in themselves, play hard, be aggressive, be who they are, and see where the chips fall. But it'll certainly be one that I'll have isolated camera on if they in fact match up, because depending on the makeup of who's on the floor, they might not necessarily go head to head a lot.
It's been a great start to the season. So much hype around Ohio State as they're undefeated, first in the Big Ten, and as they go to Carolina. Clark, we love your insight. Thanks for taking time for us. Can't wait to visit with you throughout the season.
Very much look forward to it, Anthony and Bobby. Enjoy the rest of your day. And if I don't talk to you before, you guys have a Merry Christmas. We're closing in on it in 3 weeks, actually.
You too. Be well. Best of your family.
Yep. Thanks a lot.